This is the Inside Pitch with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by Light Up Media Group. Now, your host, former USA Baseball National Team coach, Peter Caliendo.
Okay, we are back. Listen, to all our listeners, do us a favor. Go to Amazon.com. You can go to our website and go directly to Amazon.com where you see the banner. It doesn't cost you anything. It gives us credit. If you're ever buying anything, it gives the show credit, keeps us going, so it really helps us. Also, don't forget to go to the website, and we'll mention it later. If you're interested in my five-set instructional baseball DVDs for coaches on practice organization, hitting, fielding, all the different skills and drills that you like to apply to in your practices, you can also email me at peter@insidepitchpodcast.com anytime you have a question. If you'd like somebody particular on the show you'd like to recommend, let me know. Anything that has to do with the game of baseball. Don't forget also to go to iTunes or Stitcher or any major podcast outlet and click subscribe. If you love the show, give us a five-star rating. You know, that also gives us helps us with the show and helps us keep it going. So we really appreciate that. So right now we are back with Dr. Miller, and we're going to continue to discuss the program. This time about the ProgressivePro.com website and the coaches program. So Dr. Miller, welcome back.
Hi.
Okay, so let's jump in right into the coaches aspect of the program, because what was interesting is we discussed the player part, and they seem to work hand in hand in some ways. But now there's ways also for the coach to do this to benefit themselves.
Yes, absolutely. So again, the program is called Getting My Game Better, and we have two versions: Getting My Game Better for players, and Getting My Game Better more recently for coaches. And as you mentioned, what we're doing is we're bringing two innovations to player development. Again, that's for the current and aspiring professional baseball player. So the first is online learning, because typically there is no online learning for these guys. So we're bringing that as a blended or hybrid. Sometimes people refer to it as hybrid learning, and that's how we do it in college and, in high school. And most, like I said, everybody's got online learning at some level. Yep. So that's innovation one. Innovation two is that we're bringing professional development to coaches. And that's what we offer in our Getting My Game Better for Coaches. And it's the same format. It's three courses, but this time it's delivered in a closed LinkedIn group, because again, most men in player development have LinkedIn accounts. Most professionals have LinkedIn accounts, regardless of whatever industry you're in. Now, LinkedIn has a similar option as Facebook in that there is something called a private or a closed group. So the program or the courses is delivered to the coaching staff in, again, a private or closed group. And it's the same kind of format. It's a 21-day per course, three courses. Now, this is very innovative, because up to this point, the coaches have not had any direct instruction in player development as a coach. The assumption is you were a good player, now you're a coach, go forth and coach, and good luck. Unless you can find a mentor. That's
not
it.
A very assumption.
Okay. So, and I might, the analogy to that is, well, that would be the same thing as saying, well, you were a good student, now you're a teacher, go forth and teach, and we'll check on you later.
Yeah, right? That'd be great. Wouldn't it if it worked that way? But that's not reality, is it?
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. So, yeah, like I said, I was a principal for many years, and I know how to evaluate effective instruction. So in my own meanderings around here in Phoenix, I observed effective and ineffective instruction being done by coaches. So, again, getting with Ty and Eric, and we co-authored this program because it brings in, at a most basic level, how do I get better as an instructor? So this is one of our, this is an awesome program. We have three courses again, and we have, the first one is called Better Feedback, Less Stress, More Learning. The second course is called Coach as Mentor, Accelerating Player Development. And the third course is called Leadership and Player Development, 5 Essential Skills.
Yeah, you know what? Now we're really hitting the heart of the program. Not that the player part isn't important.
Mm-hmm.
They're both important, but first of all, because we're still with professionals here. So now we're talking about high school coaches, college coaches, that, you know, can get better themselves at those levels, but also can aspire to possibly being a professional coach.
Yes. And again, same kind of format in that, those regards. My experience, again, as a former school principal and then in college, as a college instructor, along with Ty and Derek, who obviously have had years of experience as coaching and in their roles as coordinators or higher level coaches, the same kind of aspect as far as that. Observing, monitoring, adjusting, enforcing, reinforcing, developing coaches. So what this is, it helps in all those regards, and those in particular, those skill sets that they need to develop.
Yeah, and I really, what I like about it too, and let me mention it, you know, because you mentioned Ty Boykin and also Derek May. Ty Boykin, the outfielder coordinator for the Los Angeles Anaheim, and also Derek May, the assistant hitting coach for the St. Louis Cardinals. You know, obviously two great organizations, but these guys have been in baseball a long time. And along with Dr. Miller's expertise, have put this program together. When we're talking about coaches now, you know, you said closed group. Explain that a little bit, why it's closed.
Yeah, it's closed again for to replicate that. You know, it's best to bring, you know, to explain the concept is that it replicates a classroom to the greatest extent possible online. So for an example, right now, the pitching coaches, the minor league pitching coaches in the Twins organization, the Minnesota Twins, are taking the first course, Better Feedback, Less Stress, More Learning. So all those pitching coaches have a LinkedIn account. So I have enrolled those coaches in a group. So they're in a group right now, along with Eric Rasmussen, who's the coordinator. So the beauty in that is you have that, what we call in education, vertical articulation. So for example, in grades K to 12, we want our instructors talking to each other so it's as consistent as possible as the student progresses vertically. So the articulation is we're talking to each other vertically, K-12. Same kind of thing in player development. This allows that vertical articulation from the summer rookie league all the way up to the coordinator, AAA, you know, up to the very top. So despite the fact that they're geographically separated, those coaches are conversing more so than they normally would via email, chat, phone call, whatever. So they're all learning. And again, the intended outcome is that when the player moves from the minor league to the major league, there is that same consistency. So that's the same thing too, even with high school or college or any organization, you want the consistency amongst your coaches, whether it's vertical or horizontal. And this is a way for them to have that and to promote that consistency.
That's great. And when you say better feedback, let's explain this a little bit. And when you say better feedback. Let's take that topic for a coach.
Yeah.
What are the benefits there? Better feedback on how they're doing things?
Yeah, well, you're probably familiar, or your listeners are too, with author Ken Blanchard, and he's credited with labeling the word feedback as the breakfast of champions.
Yes.
So what we do is we want the coaches to think of feedback as learning fuel. So how do coaches give athletes feedback intended to fuel growth? Well, they start by recognizing that feedback can stir up resentment sometimes. You know, emotion is a critical element in feedback, but that can help or hinder the communication of important messages that coaches are trying to convey to players. So in this particular course, the coaches learn how to provide feedback that reduces that negative kind of stress that shuts down learning, because as a coach, we don't want to shut down learning. We want to open learning. Yeah. So when coaches make feedback less stressful, they build more trusting relationships that fuel player growth and development. So that's really the intended outcome. And again, like most of our courses, it really applies current research on effective instruction to improve coaching effectiveness. So this is just one way to improve the coaching effectiveness, because typically coaches aren't taught how to give better feedback. Like I said, you're a player or you're a dad or you're a teacher, now go ahead and coach. They're not really taught how to give effective feedback.
Well, no, you just mentioned, you know, better dad, better coach. Now, would this also relate to your volunteers that are parents who are coaching?
Yeah, anybody who's coaching, exactly right, because probably your volunteers or a volunteer has not had any instruction on how to give effective feedback. And again, this is just kind of a really basic course on how to do that, but it's specifically targeted to developing baseball players. It's not just generic feedback. It's specifically targeted. How do I give feedback to better develop my players?
Yeah, especially in baseball. And now what's really good about this, too, what I really like is that the foundation, you know, there's no doubt the foundation of our sport, and Major League Baseball has a concern because they're seeing a decrease of players participating at the younger levels every year. And stats have shown that 10% minimum under the age of 12 drop out of baseball. A lot of it has to do with the coaching aspect because they've done, and I'm sure you guys know this, they've done many studies and asked players why they drop out of the game, and most of it has to do because of the coach. Volunteers will be extremely important for them because have a program like this, because it would raise up their level of ability to be able to teach young kids how to play the game properly and have a lot more fun at it.
Right, and again, you know, that's where our joint expertise comes into play, because I'm a former school administrator, so I understand the challenges that coaches and parents have and their roles as coaches and parents in helping to develop the player. So it kind of, again, brings in that with the intended outcome, again, of being a professional player, of being a professional coach, coaching professional players, that's the intended outcome. But we can use and modify and adjust whatever that content is to our own current role as a high school coach, as a college coach, as a volunteer coach.
And as you're doing the program, you're getting, you know, you're learning more about feedback and how to get feedback. Does that then start to reduce the stress on both individuals? Is that why the stress part is there?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I'm going to take one break, 1 second, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, I've got like a lot of feedback or something here.
Yeah, that's why I've got feedback too. I've never had this before. Is there something near you or anything?
I don't know. I think so.
Let me try something. There, less now.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that. We'll edit this part. They'll edit the roll through it. I'll let them know.
Okay, yeah. That was that better.
And what we'll do is let's cover the question of, you know, as you're getting better feedback, if you're learning how to give better feedback, obviously that reduces the stress of the player and the coach
as you're getting better. Right.
Correct?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Coaching is stressful, so it's you're exactly right. It's better feedback, less stress for both coach and player, and more learning for both coach and player. Because again, the underlying assumption in everything we do is being lifelong learners, and we have to be lifelong learners because we're never, you know, things change, and we need to continue to develop, refine, and learn new skills. So you're right about that. It's less stress for player and coach.
And then this is, I mean, you talk about mentor, you know, it says coach as a mentor. I mean, this is a mentorship program. How long does it, like, we know it's 21 days. Now, once you're done with the program, does the coaches continue doing other things?
Right. Well, again, it's a three-course program, and each course is 21 days. So
right.
We would take, you know, the course one, course two, and course three. And that's our program. That's the program, Getting My Game Better for Coaches. And right now we're working on a curriculum for a couple other things as well, for coaches and also for players. So this right now, this is what we have going on and what we have also waiting in the wings, because again, talking to other men in player development with another club, the next course we're working on right now for coaches is effective communication in player development. And I met with a gentleman from the Padres, and again, looking at the particular areas and skill sets that he's seen, he's a former big league pitcher, and he's looking at wanting to develop himself as well as others in different coaching communication skill sets. One of those, there's three again, three is always a good number. One is coach to player. Mm-hmm. One is coach getting information from players. And third is coach to player development staff, which would be trainers or others. So those, again, are three areas that he sees as needing development And I agree, you know, coach to player, coach getting information from player, and coach to player development staff. And how critical is that skill set? So kind of in the on the horizon, that's what we're working on right now as far as our next course, effective communication and player development. Same kind of protocol, a 21-day online course for coaching staff, one lesson for 21 consecutive days, delivered to the coaches online in a closed LinkedIn group.
Yeah, and if you're a serious coach and you want to get better, obviously, you know, you're going to have to put in the time to get better, and that's what this program encourages. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, I guess a lot of coaches, they don't ask a lot of feedback from players.
Right.
They mostly give it. But I think that player feedback is important. Explain that maybe a little bit, why you want players' feedback.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question. And again, it's some of the content that's covered. First of all, we always want to look at why. Why are coaches underutilizing asking questions? And we address that. Then we talk about how to ask better questions to develop better players. You can't assume that you know everything. And I'll tell you what, in education and training and teaching, it is not one size fits all. And we know that as learners and students or players ourselves. One size does not fit all. So you're going to have to modify and adjust your instructional techniques as a coach based upon the instructional needs of the player. And you're not going to know that unless you ask. You can observe and learn, but you're really going to know it, but you've got to ask. You've got to get that information from the player. And the quality of the coaching depends on the quality of the questions you ask. You have to ask deep, open-ended, reflective questions. Now, there are a lot of different types of questions that produce different types of answers. And what we also cover in this particular course is looking at what are, quote, effective questions. We really look at four broad topics. There's informational questions, analytical questions, exploratory questions, and consensus building questions. So those are some of the effective questions. And then we also talk about how to avoid using ineffective questions, such questions that are rhetorical, attacking, or condescending.
Well, and I wish we had more time because I think, this program is outstanding. I think a lot of coaches really need to jump on board and sign up. And then if I understood it right, obviously there's three levels of it, 21 days each one. Those are 21 straight days that you're taking the class, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And again, in the rationale, we went through trial and error because in the world of baseball, we have a game a day. There's not one game and then we're off a week. So it's more aligned to the schedule that the player and player development staff are involved with in their industry. One game per day, one lesson per day.
Yeah, I like the way you based that program. That was perfect. Okay, now, for the last thing, if there's anything that, we've got coaches, players, parents from all over the world that are listening to the podcast, if there's any advice, you know, obviously that you want to give them about the program, about anything that you just want to let them know about, is the time to do it, and then we'll end the program from there.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you brought that up. It's just really aligned to your philosophy, and as I mentioned with you earlier, is that you know, in your signature, you say yours for better baseball. Well, that's what Getting My Game Better program is. It's yours for better baseball because it can only help and move yourself, your son, your coach, your manager forward along those lines. So really it is yours for better baseball. And it's really taking a more active role in my own development as a player or as a coach and bringing it up to where we're at now in education with online learning. It's adding that component of hybrid or blended learning to player development. And that's really where we need to be. And I think that's what will make baseball much more effective and better, as you noted, yours for baseball.
You know what? And the Inside Pitch loves that because, you know, the basis of our program is to educate coaches. You know, and we do it through the podcast, you know, but that's a general education program where now we're getting into the heart of developing as a coach individually daily through a, you know, obviously program that's been put together by professionals. So we encourage all our listeners that you go to theprogressivepro.com and you sign up and make sure that you go through the program because you will become a much better coach, person, individual Dr. Miller, I can't thank you enough. This has been great. We hope to have you back. If there's anything else you'd like to say, say it. And if not, we will say goodbye for today. And hopefully, I know we'll be working together hopefully for a long time here.
You know, thank you so much for having me. And like I said, I really applaud you and the work that you do and getting the word out, because it's critical to help everybody develop themselves and take a greater, more positive, more proactive role. And that will ensure our success at the greatest possible level that we can reach in professional baseball. So thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Miller. And we're going to encourage all our listeners, and especially our volunteers, to, you know, go to the website, join the program, get educated. And in the meantime, don't forget, check us out on Twitter at Inside Pitch Show, and also our Facebook page, facebook.com/InsidePitch. Our website is InsidePitchPodcast.com. Plus, don't forget, you could email me at peter@InsidePitchPodcast.com. Any questions you might have about the show, we can also put you in touch with Dr. Miller if you need to. But again, go to the website, theprogressivepro.com. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, all our major podcast outlets. Click subscribe, join, leave us hopefully a 5-star rating. And don't forget that this show is brought to you by our media group, the Lineup Media Group. You can check out other shows like Youth Baseball Talk and Let's Get It On. You can check that out on lineupmediagroup.com. Feel free to share our shows, you know, throughout all your Facebook pages, Twitter, by email, any way you can get the word out. And coaches, remember, coaches' education is the key to building the foundation of our sport. So keep getting smarter.
This has been the Inside Pitch with Peter Caliendo, a Lineup Media Group production. Get access to all of our podcasts like Youth Baseball Talk, You're on the Clock NFL, and Let's Get It On with famed MMA referee Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock, online at lineupmediagroup.com and on iTunes and Stitcher.